What is hope? You know, it's a word that's often misused and mistaken for wishful thinking or daydreaming or desiring or even just optimism. Now, those attitudes are certainly better than pessimism and despair, but they don't have the power to change your situation like hope does. In this broadcast, you'll learn how real hope is much deeper and far stronger than positive thinking. Hope isn't optimism. Optimism can be a denial of reality, but hope never denies the facts. Optimism is positive thinking. Hope is passionate trust. Optimism focuses on what you think you can do. Hope trusts in what God can do. In other words, optimism is psychological. Hope is theological. Optimism says, it's not so bad, while hope admits, yeah, it's bad. In fact, it's really bad, but I still believe and trust in God. You see, hope is H-O-P-E, holding on, praying expectantly. This is Daily Hope, and I'm Rick Warren.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we bring you the final part of a special three-part message called How to Get Through What You're Going Through. It's a practical look at how to survive and thrive even during life's most challenging moments. But just before that, you know, so many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal use or to share with a friend who needs to hear the message. And there are certain key messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick asked us to put together the very first ever collection of his most requested teachings. This very special 6-CD collection is sure to be a blessing to you, a family member, or a loved one. You can get your copy of the Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 1, right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the third and final part of a message called How to Get Through What You're Going Through.
So here's what I want to suggest you do if you're a professional worrier. Schedule your worrying. Put it in your schedule. In fact, I'm going to tell you, as your pastor, as your spiritual advisor, your spiritual coach, I'm going to tell you, I want you to schedule your worry period from 7 p.m. to 7:05 p.m. every night. When you start to worry during the day, okay, said Rick said I can't worry now, I'll put that off, and at 7 o'clock, then I will worry about it, okay? Now, from 7 to 7:05, you can have a full-on panic attack for all I care. Okay, I just don't want you wasting the entire day worrying, because worry is worthless. It has never changed anything. Worry is stewing without doing. It does not change the past. It cannot control the future. It just screws you up right now. It messes you up right now. So worry is worthless. So I want you to limit it to 5 minutes a day. And when you start to worry, instead of letting it dominate you and you just go over and over and over, and of course, the more you worry about it, the bigger it gets. It just exaggerates itself. You limit it to 5 minutes a day. I only want you wasting 5 minutes a day. And you schedule it and say, okay, that's my worry time, and so I'm not going to worry about it now. I've already planned to worry about it at 7 o'clock. And that way you don't mess up your whole day. I refuse to listen to my fears. This is what Paul did. Number three, rejoice in spite of my circumstances. That's the third thing you must do to get through what you're going through. I must rejoice in spite of my circumstances. Now, I'm not going to go into this in detail. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. But look up here on the screen and let me show you a couple of verses. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. How often are we to rejoice? Always. And are we to rejoice for our circumstances? No. It says rejoice in the Lord. You are not to rejoice in the problem. You are to rejoice in the Lord. Big difference. You're not to say, oh, thank you, God, I got this major problem. No, you rejoice in the Lord, not in your problem. Let me show you another one. Give thanks in all circumstances. Now, it says not some, all. Give thanks in all circumstances. But notice it says in all circumstances. It doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances. God is not asking you to be a masochist. If you go, oh, thank you, God, I got cancer. That's stupid. Oh, thank you, God, my loved one died. No. That's masochism. God isn't expecting you to put on a happy face. Everything's fine when it's not fine. That's just lying. It doesn't say give thanks for the problems in your life. It says give thanks in all circumstances. Not for, in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you. This is God's will for you. People say, well, I'm in this problem right now. I just need to know what is God's will. I'll tell you what God's will is. Give thanks in all circumstances. Rejoice in the Lord always. Now, let me give you one more. James 1:12, 1:2. Whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. Joy is a choice. It is a choice to rejoice. You always have a choice. And no matter how bad things are in your life, there is always something to thank God for. Now, this is exactly what Paul did. In verse 3, Paul is in the middle of a depressing time, and he says this, all praise to God, to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. All praise. He's rejoicing. He is the source of every mercy and the God who comforts us. Now, I don't know what you're going through right now, and I really don't know what you're going to go through, but I do know this. Here's what you can rejoice over. God sees what I'm going through. God knows what I'm going through. God cares about what I'm going through. God loves me. God will never stop loving me. God is in control. God can give me the power to change. God will use this for good in my life. He will direct me, perfect me, correct me, inspect me, protect me. He will edify me, purify me, sanctify me. He will give me a ministry to other people. He will draw me closer to other believers. There are 100 things you can thank God for, even when the bottom has fallen out. I remember, I refuse, and I rejoice. The Bible says this, Romans 8:28 on the screen. We know that in everything, God works for the good. It's not all good, but God works for the good of those who love him. They are the people he called because that was his plan. Rejoice. Number 4. Recruit. I must recruit others to pray for me. This is the 4th thing Paul does, and this is the 4th thing you need to do to get through what you're going through. You need to recruit other people to pray for you. Now, this is very easy when you're in a small group, and that's why we want everybody in a small group. Because you just ask your small group to pray for you. Hey, I'm going through this tough time. If you're not in a small group, you are unprotected. You don't have a small group to pray for you constantly who know your needs. You don't have a group. You are unprotected. You don't have the strength that people in a small group do because you don't have people praying for you. The Bible says this in verse 11. God will rescue us because you are helping by praying for us. Now, friends, I'll just be honest with you. I don't know how this works. I don't know how it works. But there is additional power in group prayer that is not in when you just pray for yourself. There is more power in group prayer than in single power of you praying for yourself. The Bible says if any two agree as touching anything, it shall be done. The Bible says where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. You need that power to get through what you're going through. That's why you need to be in a small group. It's why you need to ask them to pray for you. The Bible says this on the screen, Galatians 6:2. Carry each other's burdens. We're commanded to do that. How do you do that? By praying for each other. Carry each other's burdens. And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? We spent a month on it last fall. Love your neighbor as yourself. When you pray for other people, you are loving your neighbor as yourself. When they pray for you, they are loving you as themselves. Number 5, reaffirm my faith in God. Even in the darkest moment of my life, I must choose to reaffirm my faith in God. Now, Paul says, I'm overwhelmed, I'm crushed, I didn't feel like I was going to live through it. My feelings are telling me I'm going to die. I'm not going to make it. It is terrible. It's black, dark, and I can't see ahead. And yet he says this in verse 10, we are confident. That's reaffirming my faith. We are confident that he will, not might, he will continue to deliver us. Reaffirm my faith in God. Friends, this last week, little Jessie Reese lost her battle with brain cancer after 10 months. Courageous little Jessie. Most of you know Pastor Eric Reese in our church. Our ministry pastor teaches 301, if you've been through that class. Written a couple books on how God uses shape to guide your life. Eric and Stacy Reese, 10 months ago, learned that their oldest daughter, Jessie, 12 years old, had inoperable terminal 2 brain tumors. And for the last 10 months, they have been watching their little 12-year-old girl slowly die. And they did the chemo, and they did the radiation, and they did all the medical science could possibly do. But this week, Jessie lost that courageous battle. She had started a web page with tens of thousands of others to help kids who were cancer, little kids who had cancer. She started Joy Jar. She started a thing called NIGU, Never Ever Give Up. She was an inspiration to people all over America. But she lost that battle, and she's now in heaven. I was at Eric and Stacy's house very quickly after Jessie passed away. And we were sitting there, and I asked Stacy, how in the world did you handle? How did you get through what you were going through the last 10 months while you're watching your 12-year-old daughter slowly die in front of your eyes? And there's nothing you can do to stop it. And Stacy said, you know, Rick, a lot of times I just felt emotionally empty inside. I didn't feel anything. And I couldn't even pray. I didn't even have the words to say. I was just empty inside. And I could only pray one sentence. And this was a sentence. I trust you. I trust you. That is a godly woman. That is what it means to have faith. I trust you. I'm watching my little girl die, and I don't know why. And I know this is a broken planet and nothing works perfectly, but God, you are a good God, and I am going to trust you even when my heart is being ripped out. Job prayed, though he kill me, I will still trust him. That's faith. That's a godly man. He said, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Now, do you have that kind of faith that says, God, I'm going to trust you and live for you and do the right thing, even when things aren't going my way? Are you just a little puny baby and you only follow God when things go your way? But everything starts to fall apart and you walk away from God. That is the most immature. I must reaffirm my faith. God, I don't understand it, and I'm not going to get an explanation till I get to heaven. But I trust you. That's how you get through what you're going through. Now, how do you get that kind of Stacy Reese faith? There's only one way. You got to get in this book.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called How to Get Through What You're Going Through. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org, or just text the word DAILY to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
So many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal use and to share with their friends. There are a few key messages that are so transformational that people request them over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has asked us to put together the first ever collection of six of his most life-changing teachings. They include winning with the hand you're dealt, the amazing power of forgiveness, the skills of leadership, when your world collapses, how can I know God's will? And as an added blessing, Rick and Kay's personal testimony following the tragic loss of their youngest son. This very special 6-CD collection is sure to be a powerful source of inspiration for you, a family member, or a loved one. It's yours when you support this broadcast ministry today with a financial gift. Get your copy of the most requested sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 1, right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. Or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you have a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. When you support Daily Hope, you help bring the hope found in God's Word to people all around the world. Thanks so much for your prayers and your support.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
Now, how do you get that kind of Stacy Reese faith? There's only one way. You got to get in this book. The Bible says this: faith comes from hearing the Word of God. If the more you get of the Bible in your life, the stronger your faith's going to be. You get a lot of the Bible in your life, you're going to have a lot of faith. You get a little Bible, you got to have little faith. You get the Bible only once a week at church, you're going to have almost no faith. That's like fasting 6 days a week and then having a banquet on Sunday. There's no way you're going to be healthy. And you're going to need to have your faith strong, and you only get it by getting into this book. And that leads us to number 6. Rely on God's promises. When my heart is breaking, when I'm going through terrible times, the way I get through what I'm going through is I rely on the promises of God. Did you know there are over 6,000 promises of God in this book? 6,000. They're like blank checks. And they're promises about your career, promises about your kids, promises about your health, promises about your future and your past and all the things, your finances. But you can't claim those promises unless you know them. So you got to get in the Word. Look at what the Bible says. Romans 15:4. Everything that was written in the past, he's talking about the Bible, was written, everything in the Bible was written to teach us. The Scriptures give us two things: endurance and encouragement. The Scriptures give us endurance and encouragement, so we have hope. If you are not in this book on a daily basis, you do not have the endurance nor the encouragement you need to get through what you're going through. Now let me close with a promise, one of those 6,000 promises for those of you who are going through the fire right now. Look at this verse on the screen, James 1:12. God will bless you if you don't give up when your faith is tested. He will reward you with the crown of life, just as he rewards everyone who loves him.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions that we didn't have time for today, simply go to rickwarren.org, where you can listen online anytime. You can also download the Daily Hope podcast to your device and listen on the go. Rick's going to be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Just before that, you know, so many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal use and to share with their friends. There are certain key messages that are asked for over and over again. And that's why Pastor Rick has asked us to put together the very first ever collection of his most requested teachings. Titles include Winning with the Hand You're Dealt, The Amazing Power of Forgiveness, The Skills of Leadership, When Your World Collapses, How can I know God's will? And as an added blessing, Rick and Kay's testimony following the tragic loss of their son Matthew. This very special 6-CD collection is sure to be a powerful source of inspiration for you, a family member, or a loved one. And it's yours when you support this broadcast ministry today with a financial gift. Get your copy of the Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 1, right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. Or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks so much for your prayers and support. And now, here's Rick with a closing thought.
In order to get through whatever you're going through, you need to be very careful about what you focus on. The famous Christian writer Corrie Ten Boom once said it like this: "If I look at the world, I'll be distressed. If I look within, I'll be depressed. But if I look at Christ, I'll be at rest." You need to choose to focus on God, not your feelings and not your circumstances. Focus on God's unchanging nature, His love for you. Everything else in life changes. Only God's love for you is permanent. It's the one thing that does not change in your life, His unchanging character. 2 Corinthians 1:12 says this: "Now that the worst is over, we're pleased that we can report we've come out of this with our conscience and faith intact, and we can face the world. And even more importantly, we can face you with our heads held high." Paul says, it wasn't any fancy footwork on our part. It was God who kept us focused on Him, uncompromised. I love that Message paraphrase of Paul's testimony of getting through what he was going through. You see, your circumstances cannot change the character of God. God's grace is still in full force. He's still for you. He's not just with you. He is for you. And the Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Now, I don't always feel God's presence, but that doesn't mean He's not present with me. He's there. He is real regardless of how I feel. So remind yourself of what you know to be eternally true about God. God is good. God loves me. He's with me. He sees everything I'm going through. He cares about everything I'm going through, and He has a good plan for my life. I loved what Raymond Edmond, Billy Graham's mentor, said: "Never doubt in the dark what God has told you in the light." What has God told you in the light that you're doubting right now? Well, let me ask it another way. Why do you think you're doubting God right now? Remember, your circumstances cannot change the character of God. Now, if you've never turned your life over to Jesus, then you haven't experienced the grace of God. You haven't experienced His goodness in its fullest expression. You need to open your heart to Him. And there's never better time than right now. If you're in a crisis, if you're in pain, if you're in the middle of a confusing circumstance and you don't know which way to turn, look up. Don't look down. Don't look around. Look up. Look up to God. Let me lead you in a prayer right now. Dear Jesus Christ, just say this in your heart. Dear Jesus Christ, I don't understand it all, but as much as I know how, I ask you to come into my life. You know the things I'm going through. You know my fears. You know my faults. You know my failures. You know the pressures and the stresses and the sorrows that I'm going through right now, and I need your help. And I need you, Jesus Christ, to save me. Save me from my sins. Save me from my past. Save me from my fears. Save me from myself. I need you in my life. I want to be connected to you. I want to be your child. I ask you to forgive my sins, and I want to turn from my way to your way. And I want to follow you the rest of my life and trust you as best I know how. And I pray this as sincerely as I can. In your name, Jesus. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, would you let me know about it? Write to me, rick@rickwarren.org. Let me know of your decision. I want to pray for you, and I want to help you begin growing in your faith so that that muscle gets stronger and stronger, and you walk through what you're going through with confidence and peace. Thanks for joining me today. And be sure to join me next time as we continue in our study of God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.